Sports with Sonny Young. Happy Thursday, Sonny.
Happy Thursday, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand World Athletics tops your sports report today.
Kim, we're going to begin with Jamaica's lightning bolt.
I'm lightning bolt. I'm not flash guarding anybody. My name is Lightning Bolt.
The Lightning Bolt. Usain Bolt blazed to his record fourth consecutive world 200-meter title on Thursday in Beijing, China, 4 days after beating American Justin Gatlin in the 100 meters. Bolt did it again in the 200 meters, clocking 19.55 seconds, the fastest time in the world this year. Gatlin won the silver medal in 19.74 seconds, and South Africa's Anaso Jobo Dwana set a national record of 19.87 seconds in winning the bronze medal. The 23-year-old Jobo Dwana was the only African medal winner on the sixth day of competition at the World Athletics Championships. The USA won gold Thursday in the women's 400 meters and the men's triple jump. American star Allyson Felix ran the fastest time in the world this year in winning the 400 meters in 49.26 seconds. It was the ninth world title for Allyson, who is also a four-time Olympic champion. In the men's triple jump, American Christian Taylor had a gold medal-winning leap of 18.21 meters. In one other final on Thursday, world record holder Anita Wolodziec of Poland won the women's hammer throw in 80.85 meters. It was the second longest hammer throw of all time by a woman. Earlier this month, at a meet in her native Poland, Anita set a new world record with a throw of 81.08 meters. Meanwhile, getting back to world record holder Usain Bolt, his victory on Thursday in the 200 meters gave him a record-extending 10th World Championship gold medal, and Bolt could win an 11th gold before he leaves Beijing. He's scheduled to race again on Saturday as part of Jamaica's 4x100-meter relay team.
I'm Lightning Bolt. I'm not flash guarding anybody. My name is Lightning Bolt.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Uganda's freestyle kayaking team is known for braving some of the largest rapids on the Nile. This year, the team qualified for the World Championships, which are scheduled to take place in Canada from August 30th to September 5th. However, getting to Canada proved to be a real journey for the Ugandan kayakers. Elizabeth Pola tells us more from the capital, Kampala.
Last November, Uganda's kayaking community celebrated when four of its members, Amina Tayona, David Agessa, Sadat Kawawa, and Yusuf Basalirwa, qualified to compete in the IFC World Freestyle Kayak Championships. Their hopes of attending the event were nearly dashed. The visa applications were initially denied over questions regarding the athletes' personal assets and whether they would leave Canada. Undaunted, they reapplied. This time, the applications included land titles, trading licenses, student enrollments, cover letters, and even bank account information from their coach. But the applications were rejected again. The kayakers debated whether to give up, but soon their story spread. Canadians wrote to their MPs, appealed to the consulate, and broad social media campaigns helped bring people like Robert Zoenberg, the chair of the Canadian Freestyle Kayaking Committee, in to champion the athletes' cause. visa applications were submitted again. This time, the applications were approved, but Jacques Depignard, who helped manage the visa arrangements, says that there was one more hurdle to overcome, and that it involved the money to book the flights.
With all the visa stuff, we hadn't bought the flights until we had the visas confirmed. Combine that with all the visa money that basically got spent, we were short about $5,000 total.
A crowdfunding campaign helped make up the shortfall. Competitor Sadat Kawawa says the team has been welcomed warmly in Canada.
Yeah, people are really, really friendly, and the way people came out and the hope and everything, it's unbelievable. Everyone is very, very happy to see us, and we're also happy to see everyone. It's a nice moment for me, for Uganda, for Africa.
The championship will be streamed live. Lisbeth Pola, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Basketball news now on the Voice of America. Nigeria beat Gabon Thursday 88-64 to advance to the semifinals at the African Men's Basketball Championship in Tunisia. Al-Farouq Aminu, a forward for the Portland Trail Blazers in the National Basketball Association, led the Nigerian team with a team-high 17 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. The Nigerian men were never threatened by the Gabonese. Nigeria comfortably won each of the four quarters of the game. Gil Terrence Mayimba scored a game-high 21 points for Gabon. In Thursday's other quarterfinal matchups, Egypt is playing Angola, Senegal is going against Algeria, and in the last game of the evening, Tunisia is hosting Mali. The semifinals are scheduled for Saturday, and the winners of those two games on Saturday will advance to Sunday's final in Rhodes, located just outside Tunisia's capital, Tunis. Remember, VOA basketball fans, the winner of Sunday's championship game will represent Africa at next year's Olympic men's basketball tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. And this reminder for our VOA basketball fans, the Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo will be officially enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame on September 11th. Now let's go to New York City, where the year's final Grand Slam tennis tournament, the U.S. Open, begins on Monday. One of the favorites for the men's singles title is Novak Djokovic, the world number one from Serbia, who has won 9 Grand Slam titles in his great career, including the U.S. Open in 2011. In New York on Wednesday, Djokovic received another honor. He was officially named a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. UNICEF's Deputy Executive Director is Yoka Brandt.
So in
recognition of his deep commitment to children, UNICEF is excited to welcome Novak to our Global Goodwill Ambassador family. And I'm sure together we will reach the most vulnerable children with early childhood development. And with Novak's winning ways, we will give every child everywhere not just a fair start, but the best start, and pave the way for a better future for all.
In terms of creating a better future for children, Novak Djokovic had this to say.
It's about dreaming first and really believing in your dreams. I think every child should be encouraged to dream and should be given an opportunity to dream. In my country and in many disadvantaged rural areas around the world, children live in such circumstances and they're discouraged to dream. Led by fear and some social barriers to pursue their dreams. But I think that would be the first and utmost importance advice, to dream and to really be brave enough and to have courage to really live in your imagination and to visualize yourself of becoming somebody or something that you really want to become.
That's Novak Djokovic, the world's number one ranked men's tennis player, speaking at a news conference in New York about his new role as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Djokovic is in New York to compete at the U.S. Open, which begins on Monday. Croatia's Marin Cilic is the defending men's champion in New York, while Serena Williams is the defending women's champion. Serena has dominated in 2015, having already won Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon titles. If she can win her fourth consecutive U.S. Open title, she'll become the first player since Steffi Graf in 1988 to win all four major